This is the Five Countries Backstage podcast, and today we are joined by Vida from Croatia,
Constanza from Portugal,
Rasa from Lithuania,
Sena from Turkey,
Serena from Italy,
Lorenzo from Italy.
And today we will be talking about the methods of cyberbullying.
Okay, guys, if you want to be a cyberbully, how would you do that?
Oh, you're just gonna look at me. Okay. I would probably do it like over text, probably in the like DMs, if not over like comments.
Ah, you did it in the social media?
Yes, over social media.
You can use the social media too. By the way, it's a really common method, I think.
Yeah.
Because social media is really available for this cyberbullying activities.
Yeah, there's a lot of people commenting mean things on other people's posts.
Yes.
Yeah, like spamming the comments with mean things to say.
But also, like, because it's social media, you can make many accounts. So even if you get blocked, you can just make a new account.
Of course.
Yeah, and so like another form of cyberbullying that's more discreet. It says, she said, from in the DMs, and because you're not doing it publicly, but you're still bothering the other person and bullying them, just in a more discreet way, more private, probably with a fake account that doesn't have your name or your photo.
I really believe the blocking accounts. When you block the one account, the accounts manager is can open the another account and say again. I think it's not working to cyberbully the blocking.
There are some social media that are trying to prevent that and actually making features available that can allow you to block accounts from that are made from the same.
Yes, maybe same Gmail, same
phone numbers.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's been working.
I think the social media platforms are working on this topic.
Instagram, for example.
Yeah, Instagram is now that feature.
Now they have, but in the old times they don't have any system about it.
Yeah, true.
And also, did you see the posts like bad photos?
Did I see one?
Did you see any photos like this? For example, I saw lots of photos. I think, like Ifsha, like something is eating burger, and I think you know eating burger is like
it's messy.
Yeah, it's messy. And they pick, they take a picture for the person when he is eating the burger, and then he posted in the social media, and all the comments are really cyberbullying him.
Yeah, that can be really bad. It's okay to post a big, an embarrassing picture of someone if that person gives you permission.
Yeah, consent.
If they don't, like, it's just not okay, and you're bullying someone.
Yes, it's true.
But also, those photos can also be, like, taken down, reported, I think. Or, I don't know what they were reported for, but they can be reported, so
they can
be taken
be reported,
down.
But they have still been on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, once in the internet, forever on the internet. So.
Digital footprint.
Yeah.
Someone can take screenshots of those pictures and just repost them over and over again, so you're never really free from that.
Exactly.
By the way, what did you do when you find the cyberbully? For example, I take up money and please stop.
But I think you can report the cyberbullying to the police. I don't know if they'll exactly
like
do
in
anything.
The publics to publics maybe.
Yeah, but I don't.
But
I
in the Turkey, all the people said, "We fight him."
Oh yeah,
it's actually like really hard to get rid of the cyberbullies. Yeah.
Of course.
And sometimes you never know, you don't even know who that person is because it's like fake accounts and fake names.
Yes, of course. And also, when they want to create a fake account, Also, they used another person's photos.
Oh,
so like I think it's cat cyberbullying too. It's stole another's pictures, another person's picture, and used the profile picture maybe.
That's also illegal. Identity theft.
Illegal.
And it happens quite a lot, especially on dating apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a whole like show about it, like catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes people create an account and use other people's pictures, like a specific person, just to make fun of them, say things that they wouldn't, or like those really bad things to like ruin their lives and stuff.
That's really bad because you can't actually know which one is the true account and which one is not. I actually see a lot of influencers like posting on their stories, please report this account, it's not me. And I think that happens quite a lot.
What about the fans group?
Fans?
Yeah. They create accounts, for example...
Because I love these people, and I create
like
the account.
Oh, like
I love you.
But it's a lie. You know?
Yeah.
It's generally,
joke.
It's a lie. It's not like him, but just they shared the singers, maybe, or actors, these photos, and always cyberbully the him, and also they changed the ideas in the people. For example, in the comments, some people says no, he is really cute normally, not like you. I don't agree with you, but they say, oh, he did something you don't know like this, and they can make a change the minds.
Those
accounts a lot of times post photos out of context, and that actually makes the influencers and the famous celebrities like look bad, but they just took what had the context out of context, and then the thing looks bad, and it's not actually that bad.
Same thing with like words being said, like YouTubers when they're talking about something, a lot of the time people can take the video, cut that part out, and just make it sound really bad, because if it was like a joke and it might have been something that could have sounded controversial, they only cut that part out and post it and say, oh, they said this, they said that.
Yeah, and they're bullying them and ruining like their job, because a lot of people have social media and YouTube, and that stuff has a job, and it's a way of surviving. And if people just take what they say and what they do out of context, they're actually ruining that their job. They're bullying them. They're influencing their lives.
The false rumors today, since we have like more technology, you can also make like fake conversations. You can like literally edit them and be like, this person did that, look what they said to me. Like, there are a lot of like accusations of like on YouTubers, especially for like, I think like pedophilia and like grooming.
Yes.
Since they have like a high status.
Yes.
So like people can post anything, like DMs this, like Snapchat, because you know Snapchat is gone, no evidence. What can you do?
And also Snapchat, and I don't use Snapchat, by the way, but the Snapchat is really have a cyber bully in this platform, because
everything
always
appears.
Yes.
No evidence.
Yes.
You
always
can take a screenshot, but most people like don't react on time, and it's gone.
Yes.
It's
not a
too late.
Problem.
It's gone physically, but it's not gone on you. Like, it marks you. It's not physical. It doesn't physically exist, but it's still, you still saw it. It still affects you.
You remember?
By the way,
exactly.
Sometimes it's carrying on the real life.
Oh.
Not the cyber, just.
Mm-hmm.
If there is really improve days, they carrying in the real life, and please come to the square and we will meet. Like, we will fight. Like,
going from like social media to RL, like real life.
Yeah, like social media platforms can be used to actually find ways to meet up and actually fight in person and bully in person. It just be the start. It could evolve to something else.
By the way, did you have any memory about it? Did you experience it? Or do you have any friends who is the experienced this cyberbullies?
Yes, I think that the cyberbullying start like a joke, and then will become for the person that the suffers the action. For example, me, when I suffered the cyberbullying, I was like, okay, it's just a joke. But when the time passed, the people, for example, you are shit, you are like this, and so...
And then you decided to, it's a cyberbullying.
Yes.
Wrong.
Did you, like, get rid of them in some way, or...?
Yes, because I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't stop this. You can do anything. Because if you do something, the people that bullying you can, for example, slap. Do you know?
Yeah, they can physically hurt you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a typical innocence cyberbully, I think, because somebody's. I think generally.
Oh my gosh.
generally, the people can start with joke.
Yes.
Yeah, they think good. They think they are innocent, but when it's going to. Speak, it can change to the cyberbully. It's turning the cyberbully. So I think generally they don't know the it's cyberbullying or not.
Yeah, I think like most people when they are bullies and when they are doing cyberbullying, they just don't understand it. They think, oh, it's a joke, he isn't taking it seriously, or he shouldn't take it seriously, it's just a joke. It's just, but they don't actually think how it's affecting, how it's really affecting other people. Like, you just think, oh, I'm just joking, it's just for fun, it's, he's laughing too. They don't think, oh, maybe he's crying because it's hurting him.
When you do that, the person is lucky maybe, but it's not means to he's or she's good to hear you,
yeah.
Hear this sentences from you. I think among the teenagers, they should be have more attention about it.
Mm. Yeah, more awareness.
Yes.
Lots of times our bullying happens. In a group of friends, that because it's a joke, but it's not a joke.
Yes. Okay. We are looking for among the us. Oh my gosh! I think it can be finished because
we can be done.
Okay,
we talked for a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
I think the chat is really good and really I don't know the name. I don't know the words, but I think we are the really relaxed and really happy when we are speaking with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a like a duty. It's
like
yeah.
A job.
Yes. Forget it's a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. What do you?
Yeah, sure.
What did you say?
I just wanted to say like that's it for like our how do I say it? Our conversation about cyberbullying methods, and that's it for Five Countries Backstage podcast.
Oh, yes. Okay. Bye
Amen.
To another time.
Okay,
bye-bye.
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 Speaking. No,
just recording backstage.
We have to
see the quality.
Yes. Okay. Also, we have to decide the our group's name.
Backstage.
Backstage.
Yeah. Backstage. No, it's a recording.
It's the backstage podcast.
Yes. Yeah, we are doing by.
How we found our name of.
How we found it.
Backstory.
Should we play like an effect after we say the name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like drums or something.
Yeah, backstage.
Oh.
I hear something wrong.
There is also guitar.
Now, what we have to do?
Are we gonna talk about it, or if we not decided about the name of group, we have to say the Watermelon Lovers, like silly one.
But I think backstage is
fine. Yeah,
it's not very creative, but we are backstage.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, it doesn't sound bad, like the backstage podcast.
Yeah, it sounds like a podcast that probably exists.
Yeah, because podcast names are weird.
Yeah.
Generally.
Or they one just talk about the topic they are going to talk about, like true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
Or something.
Wow.
I don't know why I remember this one specifically, but sure.
I think we should find our common characteristic, like, for example, we are all international. Yes. Not you are Italian.
Yeah.
Maybe we can say the five country in one podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
Five countries in one podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Six. Okay.
We are
one country.
Yes. Five countries. Five countries, but six.
I think five countries backstage or something.
Yes.
It sounds good. Like five countries backstage.
500 backstage?
Five countries.
Five countries.
Backstage. Because we are five different countries and we are backstage.
Yeah.
And we are starting with backstage. Okay. Okay. Our name is. Five countries backstage.
This type of bullying that takes place is over digital devices like cell phones, computers, and tablets. There are a few types of cyberbullying, like harassment, sexual harassment, or catfishing, etc.
There are some ways to avoid being cyberbullied. Put your account private, think before you post something, don't send photos or videos, protect your password, and log out when you use a public devices.
If you unfortunately already are a victim of this crime, there are some steps you can take. Ignore the attacks and walk away from the cyberbullying. Cyberbullies want attention, and if they don't get it, they usually walk away. Block and report the person. Report to the police if needed.
Report the post or image. Make a report to e-security if the post image doesn't get removed. Seek help from friends, adults, or kids. Helpline.
Keep the evidence, take some screenshots. If the harassment continues, save the evidence. This could be important proof to show parents or teachers if the bullying doesn't stop. Switch off for a while to something else you enjoy. Don't be one of them.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about a not so relaxing topic that should be talked about more. And our topic is going to be cyberbullying types, so let's discuss the most common ones.
So we're going to start with really common mean posts. So what are mean posts? Mean posts can be anything from like writing a hateful comment to posting embarrassing pictures or starting fake rumors about someone and spreading hate about them. And another type of cyberbullying is leaking someone's private information, photos, text. This type of cyberbullying could be extremely damaging to a person, because if they share something with another person, that is because they trust them. And when they leak something and start making fun of them, it
It's a huge betrayal.
It's a huge betrayal. The person could develop trust issues, and it's damaging, especially if they felt confident to send something and then they were made fun of and leaked.
Another really common form of cyberbullying can be sending mean texts to someone. They can be private, or they can be sent in a group chat, or they can even be posted online, like to make fun of the person who received them. Mean text can have like some light. They can have some light insults up to racial slurs, sexist, misogynistic, or homophobic. Comments that can really affect the person receiving them if they don't know how to deal with it properly. And many people don't know how damaging only one word can be for someone.
Yeah, it's going to stay with them forever, either they want it or not.
Because it's posted online, more people will hear about it and repost it and share, so it becomes way more public than just like saying mean stuff to someone's face.
Yeah, and like when more people see it, there's a chance more people will believe it because like somebody posts it. And like they can also make fake screenshots or fake messages to like add more to the story. So the person that is being the victim of those mean posts can feel and end up alone and hurt, and it can really affect them mentally.
In
an hour, everyone will know, like
within a minute.
Yes. Okay, so now let's discuss about like hate comments. When you post something, it's because it makes you feel happy, or you like it, or just any reason. But when someone says something mean about it, suddenly you feel that's wrong, and you feel bad about posting it. Like it's your fault.
And for the person.
And that will be like the topic of leaking someone's private photos or private information.
So social media is like a home, getting like a home to us. Like every day we just check into it, and it's coming to privacy thing. And if you have any strong password or something for privacy, just the hackers can get your account and share your photos and voices, and which is embarrassing things.
Introducing the topic of hacking or breaking into someone's digital platforms.
Now we're talking about pretending to be someone else online. It's like stealing someone else's identity and letting someone to trust you. For example, with the other account or fake account.
And that is it, guys. I hope you learned something new from this podcast, and I hope you will consider something before doing it online. Be safe and have fun. Bye!
So today we are going to speak about hate speech, the definition of what is it, how is it harmful, what groups of people it affects the most, and we'll stay the ways to how to minimize hate speech itself.
Hate speech is using any kind of communication that attacks or uses a discriminatory language with the reference to a person or group on the basis of who they are, based on their religion, ethnicity, nationality, race, color, condition, gender, and other identity factors.
Hate speech, everyone thinks that they can just hate speech and then they can talk whatever they want, hurt whoever, who they want, and that they have the freedom to say whatever they want.
People think that they have freedom of speech, and they don't realize that sometimes it becomes hate speech.
Yeah, because words sometimes can be more painful than physical pain. We all agreed in a sentence that is, a person's freedom ends where another man's freedom begins. So maybe now we can talk about how to counter hate speech, how to avoid, and how to push away.
Holds platforms accountable for hate speech, raise awareness of the problem, support people who are targets at hate speech, boost positive messages at tolerance, notify organization fighting hate about the worst instance you see.
We are all agreeing like that we need all together like to be friends, be kind to each other, support each other, and saying
be careful
like,
of what we say, because
yeah, it can hurt somebody.
Any
like,
kind of behavior that can be seen as discrimination, like making noises, stuff like that.
Yeah,
and always be kind and nice to others.
Yeah, and be positive, and like each other.
And spread positivity. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello everyone. First, we're going to talk about what's the purposes of cyberbullies, that's cyberbullying the people.
Yeah.
Who is going to start?
So, I think I can start.
Yeah.
So, my name is Gerda, I'm from Lithuania, and I believe that the main purpose that cyberbullies take part in cyberbullying is that because they're insecure about themselves, and
yeah.
It makes them more, feel more comfortable when talking behind a screen than in person, because it takes courage to go up to a person and like say mean things to them and look them in the eyes and know that you're doing the wrong thing. But when you're behind the screen, you maybe feel insecure about yourself, you don't like things that you do, you don't like your personality, your looks. You can take out your anger on other people behind the screen. They can even not know who you are, and you just stay anonymous, and it makes them feel really good about themselves. So I believe
yeah.
that's the main purpose.
Yeah, they couldn't talk like face to face. We couldn't understand this anytime, because they just know how to message and text them like bad things or just some upsetting things, you know, and just some. This is really hard to understand why those people do like things like that. It's so hard to understand. But in the inside of that people, they just feel more comfortable that they just cyberbullying the people. And they could never understand why those people cyberbullying the people like comfortably, you know? Just, it's so hard to understand.
Like it gives them joy or something.
Yeah, joy.
why does that give them joy if they're like making someone sad? It doesn't
yeah.
make like any
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't understand.
Maybe you have something to add?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am Natasha from Italy, and because. Bullies behave like this because they feel superiors.
So?
Superiors.
Superiorism.
Superior.
Superior.
They feel that they are better than the...
Than the others.
Yeah.
In the internet. When they bullying, I understand that.
I believe that she's saying that when they bully other people,
mm-hmm.
They feel better about themselves because they're bringing someone else down. So, and
yeah.
they're feeling
yeah.
worse, they feel less than other people, and
mm-hmm.
that's why bullies do it, because they feel better
mm-hmm.
than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
Yes. My name is Denise, I'm from Italy, and cyberbullying is the online manifestation of a phenomenon known as bullying. For me... And the bully targets the one who cannot defend himself.
So the second reason I believe that people are getting bullied is that people are bullying other people online is because it's harder to catch them and punish them, because when someone is bullying you in person, you already know who it is because you can see the person in front of you. But when it's online, they can create an anonymous account, and you can have like several guesses on who that is, who might that be, but you cannot know for sure, and that is because it's harder to catch them and to give punishment for them, because they sometimes don't want to be punished. They just feel good doing something bad, and they don't get caught, and that's what makes them feel even better.
Yeah. I'm Slay again. I think a lot of people, a lot of cyberbullies feel better and more comfortable to do those things anonymously, so they just can't their like face or their just characteristic personalities, you know, and just our. Yeah, and I think they feel better, as I said. And just when you, when those people just keep being just more anonymous and shut out in that situation, cyberbullies are so just be brave, keep being brave, and keep doing those things. And a lot of people just also don't want to open social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know. And they just don't want to open because they know that a lot of cyberbullies are in those accounts, in those medias. And they just kept doing all those things. And this situation is never get end.
So, hi, I'm Thomas from Portugal, and I think the real reason like that these people do this stuff is because in real life they might not be such sociable people, or they don't have many friends, they don't talk to much people, and then in the social media they have like this comfort zone of theirs, so they feel so superior there that they feel the need to bring other people down. Maybe people that they feel that are happier than them, so they do this. They bring people down, so they feel like they're accomplished, have accomplished something, and that they're better than the others, but they're not.
Yeah.
I think cyberbullying is a bad thing, that it also leads to it, and that many people cannot bear certain words. Cyberbullying must be stopped before it creates more deaths.
Technology should not be used as a tool to hurt and create conflict. It is easy to be bullying when you are an outer unknown. There are a lot of people who wouldn't have the courage to say what they write online.
Okay, so the next reason why people might cyberbully others is because it just happens on accident. For example, if two people would be talking some bad things about the third one, and they accidentally send a message to that person who is being talked about, it would be considered cyberbullying, and the person who received the accidental text message would be feeling really sad and devastated, because maybe it's their friend that is their friends that are talking bad about them, or just a random person online. So, do you have anything to add?
Well, this usually happens because people have too much free time. So, as they're like scrolling through TikTok, through Instagram, like any type of social media, they start like getting bored and start feeling like, oh, let me just say this about this person. It might not even be like in with bad intention. It just so they can have a little bit of fun, and then they end up hurting someone, or making someone very sad, which is obviously not good.
Yeah, and the purpose of cyberbullying for that people that making fun of and just doing pranks, like joking, but they don't know that those things just really like being in anxiety, you know, just and they just couldn't think about those things for the poor person, you know, just they just don't know what is going to next their minds, and okay, our podcast is done, and thanks to all of you for listening us. We are here with Gerda, Thomas, Natasha, and Denise. We hope that cyberbullies
come to the conclusion that what they're doing is a bad thing and that they should stop it right now.
Yeah, thanks to all of you for listening us again. Goodbye.
Bye.